It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Mayor Danny Van Wagner from Castledale City. We're going to be talking about some events that are coming up in Castledale, and then another one that is coming up, just going to be a little up the road from Castledale, but you know what? It's part of Castledale, too. They're going to have a good time with it, as they always do. It is the Joes Valley Bouldering Festival is coming up, and we've got Julie Janice from the festival that's going to spend some time talking to us. Mayor Danny and Julie, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Dave.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Anytime. We're going to start with Mayor Danny and talk about Castledale, because you've got some fun stuff that's going to happen before the festival, don't you?
Actually, we do. On Friday, September 9th, and Saturday, September 10th, we have the Emory County High School Rodeo. 18 clubs, 250 contestant rodeo for the high schoolers in southeastern Utah.
So you're going to have a lot of people that are going to be descending on the area there a couple weekends in a row, aren't you?
Absolutely. It's going to be busy. We're going to have a lot of fun.
And, you know, rodeos are a great event. They're something awesome that happens every summer here in our area. Everybody loves to get out and have a good time at the rodeo. And when it's a high school rodeo, it's just that much better, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And with it, this year we're going to have the rifle and trap shooting goes right along with the rodeo at Saturday at 8 a.m.
So that's all going down, and that's the weekend before, right? You said the 9th and the 10th.
Yep, it's two weekends, actually, before the Bouldering Festival. We need a chance to catch our breath.
you need to take the time, settle everybody down, get them calmed down for a week, and then we're going to bring in the boulderers and the Bouldering Festival.
In a roundabout way, it's like having two different rodeos in the same month. Yeah.
That's perfect. That's the way you like it over there, isn't it?
It is. We like to have fun. We like to have this community outreach, and we want people to come in and enjoy themselves and see what's happening in Castledale.
All right. So I'm going to let you talk up Julie there for just a second, bring her in. How's that sound?
Julie's the director for the Joes Valley Fest. This is the eighth year that we've had the Joes Valley Fest here in Castledale, and it's just one of the greatest times. It's my favorite festival. I'll be honest, I might be a little biased, and what they do top-notch, and it brings a lot of people in, and there's so much craziness, so much fun, that it doesn't matter whether you're a boulder or not, you need to come and check this out. So with that, here's Julie.
Yeah, thank you, Danny. It was great to be here, and yeah, I've been living here in the Emory County area around Castledale for the last few years. I came here specifically for the bouldering. This is a world-class rock climbing destination here, so I'm super excited to be part of the festival this year. As Danny said, eighth year, and for those not familiar with it, this was originally put together to really look to get to enhance the local economy and build community by bringing the rock climbers and the local community together. So that's what continues to be our mission, and super excited about everything that we've got coming up.
And as you said, you know, it's hard to believe that some people may not even realize that the area around Joes Valley is world renowned when it comes to this. I think more people are starting to understand that part of it, and the Bouldering Festival has gone a long way to doing that. But as someone that, you know, was from the outside looking in, what did Joes Valley mean to you as a boulderer?
Oh, that's a great question. So I've actually been coming here since 2006, just specifically for the bouldering. And I would come out here for a few weeks at a time, every few years. And I recently, well, last few years, I came out here for a climbing trip 2 years ago, and I haven't left because I've just fallen in love with the community. I love being in the small towns here. And you meet people from all over the world. So I was walking around the canyons yesterday up by Joes Valley and ran into a couple from Quebec, Canada. And so it's this great community of climbers that you can meet from all over, and you also get to meet the local community. So it's been really special to become a part of that and start to interact with everybody.
All right, so let's dive right in. And when does it start? And let's talk about the events that are wrapped around in it.
For sure. So it's September 22nd through 25th. We run it Thursday through Sunday. And we try to have something for everybody. So we really would love to have the local community come out and join us. We kick things off Thursday the 22nd with everybody showing up. We have food trucks out. We do a motorcycle rodeo. So Thursday is kind of our starting to get everybody acquainted. And then Friday we really do a focus on the local community. So we have clinics all day long with local artisans. People can come make donuts at the food ranch. They can make Ungerman's beef jerky. We do a lot of clinics like that, and the climbers just love it. And then our big event that night that I would really encourage everybody to come check out is we do a climbers rodeo. And if you want to see people that probably have maybe never been within 5 feet of a cow before in their lives, try to ride a steer or participate in a hide race. It is some good quality entertainment for everybody. The boulderers love it. We've got folks riding steers that, like I said, have never probably touched foot in an arena before, and we also want to showcase to them just kind of what some real rodeo riding looks like. And so we've got some folks in there that'll be doing that as well.
And so it's a big, big fun weekend for everybody. And I like how you've kind of made it to where, you know, you don't have to be into bouldering. Maybe you're just into the outdoors and you want to go and do this. You're making it to where there's something for everybody, really.
Exactly. And that's where, like, we've really split it up that way. So Friday is the focus on the community and the big rodeo in town here in Castledale. And then Saturday is more focused on climbing clinics out in the canyons. And we would love to have folks come out and see what we do out there, boulderers too. And even if you're not interested in doing that, we have a huge raffle on Saturday evening that people can come check out the food trucks. We'll have vendors out. We'll have the young entrepreneurs out. And then after that, we do a big raffle in the evening. And we have over $20,000 of prizes from our headline sponsors, which is Organic Climbing, which is pretty specific to the boulderers, but one that everybody will recognize is Yeti. So if you want to come win a giant Yeti cooler, if you want to, there's a bunch of different outdoor gear, apparel, and the Yeti one in particular is great for the sheer amount of coolers and prizes that we have. But it's one that we've got locals and climbers showing up for that. Pretty low cost for the raffle tickets and chance to win a lot of big prizes. So that's our big Saturday night event.
And then when does it wrap up on Saturday? Do you go one more day?
It wraps up on Sunday.
Okay.
And they've found out their way to really give back to the community. And I'm going to let Julie talk a little bit about what they do on Sunday, which is really unique to any type of festival that goes on.
Yeah. So Sunday is our give back to the community day, as Danny said. And we're doing two events. We try to do one in-town event and then one that's out in our trail systems out where we're out climbing. And so we'll be doing some trail work out in the Grimes Wash area, and we'll have a bunch of people out there working with the Forest Service and BLM. But the one I'm really excited about is we do a volunteer in-town project, and we're going to be working with the Castledale Senior Center to do a painting project for them inside. And so this is a huge event. People love it. I've had people reaching out to me all year of how can I help, what's going to be going on. So we usually end up with 50 to 60 people that are volunteering between the two, and we just love that we're able to give back through that.
All right. So if anybody wants to be a part of this, what do they need to do as far as getting tickets? If they want to go to the clinic, all of that thing right there, what do they need to do?
Yeah. So our key place to look is on our webpage at joesvalleyfest.com. From there, you can see all the info on tickets, signing up for clinics. But we also would encourage people, if you just want to come check some of this out, maybe you haven't been before, come down on Saturday to Castledale. It'll all be in the main rec center area in Castledale. You can go to the rodeo during the afternoon. You can check out the trade fair that's going on. And there's climber games that everybody can participate in. We have lots of silly games of how many milk crates can you stack up and how high can you climb up on them? Can you loop yourself around a table and boulder a table or do the salmon ladder that's in the park? So we have all of that going on Saturday, and we're calling it our Joes Valley Fest block party, which would be a great place for people just want to show up. You don't need a ticket to just walk around and see all of our trade fair booths that'll be set up starting at 2 p.m. The block party will be going on where you can just kind of hang out with folks and enjoy some live music, and then our big drawing that I mentioned is at 7 o'clock that night. So, you know, Friday we've got the rodeo in the evening. Saturday we've got a lot of vendors out. So folks can just show up for that. But if they want to see the detailed schedule, they can go to joesvalleyfest.com.
All right. Once again, Julie Janis with the Joes Valley Festival and Mayor Danny Van Wagner of Castledale. Thank you two so much for joining us today, giving some people some info on what's going to go on. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So get out there and enjoy yourselves.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys. You take care. We'll talk soon, okay?
You betcha. Sounds good.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.